Hey, what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here, and I'm at NADA 2024 with another booth talk with the one, the only, the infamous, no, I mean the famous. All right, Todd Katchik. Todd, what's up, bro? How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Good, man.
Good to see you at the show.
I'm good. Like, you know, we're in Vegas. It's
Party it's Central. This
Party
is it.
Party Central.
You can tell, man.
Feeling a little bit, not gonna lie.
Put some slot music in the background.
No, dude. It's been fun. It's been a great show.
Definitely.
Little sensory overload. I'm not gonna lie. Like, just so much going on. Yeah. So many places to visit, and people to talk to, and stuff like that. But I'm glad we had a chance to come over. You know, look. You know, I've always been a major fan of what you guys have been doing. You know, and I think just from an operations level, the value you guys bring is top notch. So I really wanted to take a moment for everybody out there that's watching and listening, and just talk about just the simple but incredibly impactful tools that you're bringing to the dealerships.
Yeah, one of the biggest things that we've seen at the show this time is really the impact of our digital dashboard solutions, where people are actually beelining it to us specifically to solve a need in the dealership where they're doing these reports manually now, and they're looking for an automated solution.
Yes.
So we've had dealers who go ahead and are spending an hour to 3 hours a day updating reports manually in on a digital board. But it's like, it's not scalable.
Yes.
As they add more stores or they add more staff or their staff changes, it takes more time. And they're spending time that they normally would, like if you're a $200,000 guy, $300,000, you know, you're a director of a group or whatever, or a GM, and you're spending hours a day updating screens, it makes no sense.
So
what we're seeing is an evolution of dealers who used to do things by hand, try to do things digitally, and then realizing, hey, there's a company that does this for a lot less than I'm spending time on.
And it's all about time, right? You know what's so funny? It's like, I was thinking back, you know, we've been talking for a while, but I was thinking back, you know, one of the very first tasks I was given, all right, you know, as a little grunt salesperson, you know how it is. Like, you know, get this person coffee, take out that person's trash. But it was redoing the board.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, I remember they're like, I'm like, well, it's up here, like in the permanent stuff. We'll go to the service department, get a brake cleaner. It'll clean anything off, right?
Yep.
I'm sitting there, you know, spraying this whole window down with brake cleaner, like, can't barely breathe.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm just sitting there with like putting the lines all the way across. Of course, it's screwed up. So I got to redo it, right?
All the
way across, adding each person's name to it. I mean, I probably spent hours just redoing the board, but you know, we've come a long ways. I mean, look at this, right?
So our systems have been really influential in the dealership to go ahead and change, just giving them more time back, but then also providing a motivation for this team, whether sales team, BDC, or fixed ops, where we're motivating the team with information that's updated live. So the average advisor is going to see anywhere from 20 to 40 people in a day.
Mm-hmm.
They have a significant ability to influence their bottom line and the bottom line of the dealership just by making some changes in how they're presenting services, and they can see the impact of that directly on the board that's facing them, and they don't have to wait for the next day for a report.
End of the month or a weekly report, you know, to show me where I'm actually stacking up. I can see
as live
in real
as it can
time,
be.
You know, where I'm at, and dude, that's awesome. And you know, and God, this was one of my favorite things actually growing in the business, right?
Yeah.
Because as a salesperson, and then again as a service advisor, right? Like, I love the board.
Yeah.
Why? Because I love seeing my name kind of right up here, right? And the best thing I could do, knock one of the guy's names off and put my name. But it's like, it was the best feeling ever,
right?
You know? But no, to your point, it's a tremendous amount of time to actually maintain. And you guys are showing data that would have taken us hours to try to put together.
Yeah.
And here it is, right?
Yeah, we've run into some dealerships that have tried doing things on their own. One guy goes, I said, do you have a mobile solution? Because he had his whole thing system set up, and
I'm like,
do you have it mobile? And he pulls up on his mobile phone. I said, no, that's a website that you're looking at mobile. And he's sitting there pinching and zooming and scanning, panning over and stuff like that. I'm like, that's not mobile friendly. And do you give access to that to your staff? And he's like, no. Well, our system has a login that you could provide every staff member that allows you to go ahead and log in so they can see how they're performing, how they're ranking, their CSI, their percent to goal, their gross goal, their unit goal, whatever the goals that you have for them based on their department. And you can do it for BDC, for the fixed ops, for their sales, all in one platform. And he's like, oh, I have like 20 tabs. He's like, that's not mobile, and that's not scalable to your to 20, 30, 40 stores.
I was just saying, it's not shareable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
secure.
well, definitely 100% not secure, right? You know, this is definitely a better steak and beans board than I remember.
definitely.
You know, but no, I mean, it being able to see, you know, as an advisor or even as a salesperson in real time, because look, you know, I had a financial goal I needed to hit. I didn't come into the dealership just because I enjoyed, you know, moving metal and I liked the people I work with, right? Like, I had a financial goal that I needed to hit. And a lot of the responsibility of me tracking my financial goals was totally on me.
Right.
You know, it's like the dealership had no problem expressing their financial goals and objectives.
Sure.
But then I was left completely on my own to figure it out. And this is so, so cool. I wish I had this.
Yeah. Our system allows the staff to go ahead and have their own mobile log into it with at the discretion of the dealership,
of course,
to see the reports, but they can't see the granular. They could turn it off at any time, of course, but they see all their reports, they see their metrics, they see their performance, and it's updated live. So while dealerships have information, they share it, and then they have a report. They could share that report all day long, but it's that report's only good when it was printed. So ours being live data, it's going to update and show the progress as time goes on.
Well, and then the progress, I think, is the coolest part, right? Because we're not talking about just the results.
Sure.
Right? We're also seeing the activities ultimately as it's getting us to those results.
Exactly. The BDC board's been super impactful for dealers who have used it, showing the performance, showing the ranking, even getting down to the detail of where their leads come from that lead to actual sales on a board that's visible by everybody. So they know if it's by referrals or cars.com or, you know, AutoTrader, where their leads are come from their website, you know, you know, with dealerships and their websites and all the struggles they have, how many leads are actually generating that actually sell? And how many appointments turn over? What that percentage is? People think the percentages are so high. When you start looking at the numbers, it's not so good.
No. And you know what? And I'm not having to wait for that 10-day, that 20-day, that 30-day to really kind of fundamentally make some changes, right? Like, I can see the team members in real time that, you know, and this is me from a manager's perspective, right? I was going like, hey, you know, I might need to spend a little more time with Joseph.
Yep.
All right. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
All right. He's not normally down here.
Right.
He's normally kind of up here.
Yeah.
Maybe he's having an off month. Yeah. I don't know.
Let's have a conversation.
You know, but like, it's so impactful because it empowers me as a manager.
Yep.
All right. To say, hey, look, you know, these are the people I can, I need some real time coaching with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We had a dealership today talk about how their team was actually going out there and taking pictures of the board as they moved up rankings, like a selfie with the picture behind them. Like, look at me, look how good I am. And when they didn't have the board up for it because they were getting a new TV or whatever the case is, a lot of dealers are buying larger TVs because it is so impactful. They sometimes start off on like an old TV that used to be in the customer lounge and they move to something a little bit larger, and now it becomes part of their culture internally where they're looking at the board when they close a deal and it shows up on the board a couple minutes later, or on the fixed stop side when they meet their goals and they meet their criteria, their KPIs. Yeah. We've actually had some dealers use our fixed stops board to create new incentives for their teams because we're showing KPIs and the calculations that they weren't monitoring before.
100%.
So now because they rank like dollar per RO or fit or their effective labor rate or hours or things efficiency, so they're using it to make a more complex pay scale, but it's based on the board and they're able to see that as time goes on. So it's been really impactful for dealers.
Well, it impactful for the management team, impactful for the sales team.
All the way,
you know,
top to bottom.
But look, we're only as good as the data that we're being presented.
Correct.
But that data is only as good as how actionable it can ultimately end up being, right? Yep. And you know, here's the bottom line. There's a lot of shit we can look at, right? Right.
Yeah.
From a manager's perspective, from a salesperson's perspective, from a service advisor's perspective, it's overwhelming sometimes.
Right.
Right. What reports do I really need to see
to
effectively move the needle?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you guys have done a great job of identifying. But the cool thing, too, is I know you guys work with your dealers to even customize them.
Yeah. There's a lot of options available.
This isn't a template.
Yeah. They
know?
Could choose. So we have so many different reports and they could choose which ones they want to put on the screen. They could choose which ones they could share internally and securely. Mm-hmm. And then they also have access to diverse reports actually on the PC itself, on the desktop and on mobile devices. So they have so many reports. Now, I always tell dealers they have all these reports. What we're doing is filtering it down for the people that are actually touching customers during the day.
They're
making phone calls, seeing customers, doing service, texts, wrenching, whatever they're doing, they're able to see that impact their store just from the people touching all the way up to the management. And we make it easy for them.
Well,
you know, that's a big thing, is making it simplified because there are great products out there for reports that are great for owners, fixed ops people. The further away they are from the actual store level, there are great tools for that. And they're extremely expensive and very analytical to help you look at your business that passed to try to make decisions going forward. Mm-hmm. We're doing it live. and we're doing it and we're motivating the actual team that impacts those numbers. So there's a position for our company and our offering in the middle between doing it yourself and providing a different level of service on a regular basis.
Well, the cool thing is not only do that, but it's also fun. Yeah. I mean, I feel there's a gamification already to this, sure, right? You know, it's like it allows me from management team, like we all have a competitive bone in us, right? You know, it's like we can make, we don't have to do a month long thing. We don't have to do a week long thing.
Right.
All right. Let's do a morning run.
Sure.
All right. Let's see who's where right now by noon today.
Yeah.
And then we'll reset again and we'll come.
Yeah. Well, you have
else.
Sometimes just, you have AM and PM teams. There's lots of different options there.
Yes.
So.
That's absolutely. Hey guys, if you're watching or listening to this right now, you need to check out Digital Dealership Systems. Todd, dude, thanks so
much. Always a pleasure. Thanks
really
for taking
cool
the time.
Really cool stuff, man. Really cool stuff.
Thank you.
Bye guys.